Good morning all, it's Wednesday, I'm guessing the 14th today. Nice to see that Simon also can always remember the date. Makes me feel that I'm not getting it all wrong all the time. Yeah, emails, processing emails. There's an interesting comment I wanted to make about emails, and not so much, or the number in an inbox, I suppose. It's not so much the number of emails that you've got in the inbox that is interesting, as in the number of emails that are in your inbox that you actually need to do something about and have got no record elsewhere that you need to do something about them. That's the bit that interests me the most, I think. And it's remarkably easy just to leave emails in an inbox because, relatively speaking, it is quite hard to file them. Especially if you want them filed in folders. With the Apple Mail that comes with Lion, there's a new menu option called Archive, to which I've assigned a keyboard shortcut of Shift-Command-A, which will move a file to a folder called Archive. Move a email. So to quickly put all your emails into another folder, then this archive command works quite well. But if you want to put your emails in different folders, like I tend to organise my emails by project or by company, then it doesn't work so well. But for that, I've got another application called Message Filer. And it's spelled MSGFILER, Message Filer, which allows you to use keyboard shortcuts and typing to move a email. So I hit Command Full Stop, which opens up Message Filer. Start typing the name of the email folder that I want to move the file, the email to. Then hit Return, and the email is moved. I find that much easier than dragging and dropping and trying to find the right folder amongst the fairly long list. Not sure I've got any thoughts on Apple Mail's interaction with Exchange. That's definitely outside my realms of experience, because certainly I find that Apple Mail talking to our IMAP servers does deletions on the server directly. Yeah, it's all quite interesting. Oh, and I'm being called, so I had better pause. And that was a request for toast, so I've put some bread into the toaster. Yeah, so that's completely thrown me in my thought process. So I can't remember what I was saying. Oh, processing emails. Emails that need action. So what I've been trying to do the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks or whatever now, is only have emails in my inbox that need action. So I can see the full scale of my embarrassment, I suppose, from emails going back 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever, which clearly need to be actioned in one way or another, but haven't yet been. So that's been why I've been sort of making a concentrated effort to clear out emails once they've been processed, so I can see what's left. And I think this is where something like OmniFocus may help, because certainly with the desktop version, you can... they have sort of helper applications that you can push emails that need action into OmniFocus, which is maybe better geared for keeping lists of actionable items and getting them off the list of actionable items easier than filing emails. So maybe after Christmas I will start experimenting more with that and see where I go. We shall find out, no doubt. On that note, I shall leave you for today. The tiler has done a lot more tiling. We have the white goods back in the kitchen, so we have a plumbed in washing machine again, which is good. Plumbed in dishwasher, fridge and freezer are back. So I'm pleased about that. It's sort of tangible progress still. Still lots of tiling to be done. Lots of difficult tiling to be done as well. You know, all the edges need doing. So the tiler's got a bit of a way to go yet.